Congressman Paul Ryan told about 200 seniors in Kenosha that he voted for the complex Medicare reform bill somewhat reluctantly.
It is not a perfect bill. It does not give everything to everybody, and it's somewhere in between, essentially.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson, who joined Ryan at his last stop at UW Parkside, sounded much more upbeat.
The bill that passed is a better bill than what we introduced, better bill than what the Senate passed, and a better bill than what the House passed. And we spent 4 months hammering it out in a negotiated session in a conference committee. And there are things about this bill that need to be told that are really good.
Positives include a drug benefit, a greater emphasis on preventative care, and for Wisconsin, higher Medicare reimbursement rates for doctors and hospitals.
For the first time, Wisconsin is going to get a break. We are going to get the same kind of reimbursements as major cities do throughout the Medicare system. And it's a wonderful benefit.
Both Ryan and the former governor fielded tough technical questions from skeptical members of the audience. Thompson assured the crowd that Wisconsin would continue to receive federal waivers that will allow it to continue offering its popular senior care drug plan. Afterwards, 73-year-old Ross Boone of Twin Lakes said he felt better about the Medicare reforms.
I feel better having heard him talk. I feel like he knows a lot of what he's talking about, but I still feel a little trepidation about the future.
For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.